Okay, boys, today's daf is daf Tesvav. We're holding Yud Dalet Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom of the Amid, where the Gemara begins, my time of the Tanakama. Okay, to understand the next Gemara, we have to do a brief review of the Amid Beis of yesterday. Remember, we began the Mishnah at the very top, that Eved Ivri Nikna Bekesef Ubishtar Bekoina Atzamoy Bishonu Ab Yoy Begroin Kesef. The focus of the Gemara yesterday and the beginning of today's Gemara is that one can go and buy an Eved Ivri with money. Of course you can buy with money. You can buy anything with money. The point is that the kinyan is effected through money. You don't have to do a separate Meshicha or Hagba or Chalipin or Chazaka. A Kesef does the kinyan. The Gemara asked, Minolan, how do we know? And the Gemara then told us that there are really four subdivisions when you're talking about Avodim. In terms of male avodim, the three subdivisions are, number one, mocher atzmoy li'oivdei kechovim, to a Gentile. Number two, mochruhu bezdin, he was sold by bezdin because he was chas v'shalom baganef. And number three, mocher atzmoy li'yisrael. And not necessarily are all the dinim the same. And therefore the Gemara goes throughout today's daf, bringing various psukim to show what the halacha is by each one. So the Gemara started off that Eved Ivri is nikna b'kesef based on a pasuk mikesef miknasoi. That only says the Gabi in Eved Ivri hanimkar li'oyved koychovim. How do I know nimkar li'Yisrael? Then the Gemara said v'hevda. Yeah, but v'hevda says by an Amma Ivriya. How do I know that the same thing applies to an Eved Ivri, to a male Eved? Well, says the Gemara, it says in the pasuk, "Yimachi lecha achicha ivri, ayha ivriya." To a makish ivri, ivriya. Oh, but that case is also talking about a machru bezdin. How do I know moicher atzmai? You can go and be koine with kesef. Says the Gemara, "Sachir, sachir." What is sachir, sachir? The two psukim. For those of you that have the Torah or Hashalem, it's ois dalid and ois hey. The first pasuk is. The next pasuk is kisachir kisoyshav yia imach. So I learn up sachir sachir. Where the two psukim sachir sachir says Rashi, one is by moicher atzmoi, one is by machruhu bezdin. And just like by machruhu bezdin, we already said that you can be koina with kesef. So too, by moicher atzmoi, you can be koina with kesef. And then the Gemara said, that's good if you hold like the man the yomar, yalef sochir sochir. And the man the lo yalef sochir sochir, what about the other man the yomar that doesn't learn sochir sochir? Says the Gemara, there's another pasuk v'chi sasik. And then the Gemara goes on to the yesterday and today, uman tana. This is halfway down your dalet amud beis. The Gemara says, man tanad lo yalef sochir sochir. Who is that man the yomar? And the Gemara now goes on an elusive search to try to find the man the yomar that does not ascribe to this gzeirah shavah of sochir sochir. So the first one the Gemara brought was the Sanya Abraisa. And that Abraisa we had that the Tanakama and Reb Elezer have a machloikis. There got to be four separate halachas. So if you're up to Desanya, and Desanya is just a drop past halfway down the Amid. We'll go through it quickly because it was yesterday's Gemara. So the Tanakhama enumerates four differences between a Moicher Atzmai and a Machru Bezdin. The first difference is the Gabi the Din of the term of years. Desanya, Moicher Atzmai. If you're selling yourself, Nimka L'Sheish, V'Yasser Al-Sheish, you can make up with the lokeach, whoever is buying you, to go and sell yourself for 10 years, for 20 years. After all, your moicher atzmoi, never the guy is such an oni ve'evyon, he doesn't have a penny to his name, he's selling himself as an evit to somebody else, whatever they agreed to 6 years, 8 years, 10 years, 20 years. Machru bezin eina nimker el l'sheish, only for 6 years, like it says in the pasuk, sheish shonim yavoid, Uvashvias yetsi lechavshi chinam. Aha. So that's difference number one. Number two. Hamoicher atzmoi einoi nirtza. at the end of 6 years, as you know, an Eved Ivri can go and say, O hafti es adoni es ishti v'es bonoi loy eitze chavshi. And then it says, V'rotza adoni v'es ozli b'marteya v'avodah le'oilam. He goes and bores a hole in the ear. Says the Tanna Kamma, Moicher Atzmoi doesn't have this option of Nirza. Machru Bezdin Nirza, yeah, Machru Bezdin is Nirza, like it says in the Torah. Third difference, Moicher Atzmoi ein manikin loy. There's a special din that when an Eved is released after his period of slavery, it says in the Pasuk, Ha nektanik loy mitzoncha, you're supposed to leave him with a whole package of hanukkah. Presumably the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu said that is because for the last 6 years or what have you, the Oden has been supplying this individual with food on a regular basis. He gives him his mezainus, he gives him his support. Now that he's going out to the free world, it's going to take him a while till he gets a job, till he finds a makor parnasa. So you give him hanukkah. Says the Tanna Kamma, Moicher Atzmoi ein manikin loy. Machru Bezdin manikin loy. Only by Machru Bezdin. And finally, had Moicher Atzmoi ein Rabbi Moisel Yeshiva Kananis, the rabbi cannot ask the Eved to go and live with the Shivcha Kananis at night, but Machru Bezdin Rabbi Moisel Yeshiva Kananis. So you see four differences in halacha. Rabbi Lezer Oymen, no, they're exactly the same. Zev Zev. Each Zev Zev means both the Moicher Atzmoi and the Machruhu Bezin, Ein Nimker El Lishesh, only 6 years. Zevze Nirza up to Yoivul. Zevze Manikim Loi, given the Hanukkah. Zevze Rabbi Moitzel Loi Shivcha Kinanis. See, Morsen, my lab, Akim Evagi. The Choyr of the Pshat in the Machlekes is very simple. Tanakam Lo Yalev Sochir Sochir, he doesn't have that Sochir Sochir Gzeir Shava. So therefore, each one, Moicher Atzmoi and Machruhu Bezin, have their own separate regime of halacha. Mashenk v'reblaze yalav socher socher. No, he says they're identical based on this gezeirah shav. So, Baruch Hashem, we have found l'choira, the mandiyomar, the lo yalav socher socher, and that's the Tanna Kamma. Rav Tevyumi says, no, nishka raya. Rav Tevyumi shmidi abai, the kuli alma yalav socher socher. Even the Tanna Kamma learns socher socher. Ubehocha b'hai kroka mithligi. Why does the Tanna Kamma say there are differences? Because there are other psukim or other limudim that supersede this socher socher gezeirah shavah. As far as the sheish, we went through that yesterday. Going down now to the second nafkimina. The second nafkimina was the gabe nirza. Four lines from the bottom. My time in the Tanna Kamma, the omer moicher atzmoi ein nirza. After all, the Torah says is a din of Ritzia, V'rotza Adoinov es Oznei b'Marzea. Where does he take it from that Moicher Atzmoi Eina Nirza? So until now we said he doesn't learn Sochir Sochir. So if there's no Parsha by Moicher Atzmoi, then I don't know. However, once you say that everybody learns Sochir Sochir, even the Tanna Kamma, so learn Moicher Atzmoi from Machru Bezdin Liritzia. Says he, I'll tell you the Tama Tanna Kamma. The Moicher Atzmoi Eina Nirza Minamiyad Rachmana Gavi Machru Bezdin. Because there's a special miut, an exclusion. What's the exclusion? It says, V'rotza Adoinav es oznoi b'marzeya. His oizen. No, of course it's his oizen. Is it your oizen? Is it my oizen? It's the oizen of the Eved Ivri that we're talking about. What do I need that oznoi with the vav? That parish is talking about Machru Bezdin. So, Yimora, oznoi shaloi v'oznoi oznoi shalmeicher atzmai. Oh, very simple. I exclude Moicher Atzmoi, no din of Ritzia, because it says Oznoi. Okay, so that's a good raya. The Idach, what does Rebbe Lezer do with that? Ahiv Exer Shavu Diyasa. He says, no. That extra Oznoi comes to tell you a different drash altogether. The Torah over here by the Eved Ivri doesn't tell us which ear. Most people, as you know, have two ears. Question is, do you do the Ritzia in ear? The right ear or in the left ear? Zokti Yomara, it comes to this Kzeri Shav. The Sani, we learned in the Braisa, top of Tesvav Amid Aleph. And this is Rebbe Lezer Lishitosoi. In other words, this is the same Rebbe Lezer that we had on the Amid Aleph in the Machloikis in the Braisa. So say Rebbe Lezer, Oymer Minay Leretziah Shehib Oizin Yimanis. How do I know that you're supposed to bore the right ear and not the left ear? Nemer kan oizen, nemer lahalon oizen. Here it says oizen. And it says oizen legabe the mitzoira oni. In the parasha of mitzoira, when it goes through what karbonos the mitzoira has to bring, the Torah tells us first the mitzoira oshir has to bring the haimus, and mitzoira oni can bring two oifis together with one korban asham mitzoira, together with one behem asham mitzoira. Aha. Okay. The Torah is very, very expansive in its description of what you do with the karbonis. That the two behemoths are switched for two oifis between a metzora osher and metzora oni, that's simple. Okay, you don't bring two animals, you bring the two oifis. And then when it comes to the osham, the Torah repeats the entire avodah twice. First it says the gam metzora osher, that after you have the shechita of the korban asham metzora, you take the blood and you put it on the oznei hayumanis and the boyin yodei hayumanis and the boyin raglei hayumanis. And once you finish with putting the blood on those three spots, then you have to go and take mina shaman. You put the shaman on the oznei hayumanis and the boyin yodei hayumanis and the boyin raglei hayumanis. Aha. And then we get the metzora oni. You bring the two oifis and then you have the asham metzora. And the Torah repeats the whole thing again. You go and put the blood on the oznei hayumanis and the yodoi and the ragli, etc. So now all of those additional oizens or additional discussions in the Mitzvah Oni are open for drushes. Therefore, the Gemara says we learn now Exeter Shabbat. Over here it says oizen, and there it says oizen. Mala halon yumin, just like by Mitzvah Oni, it says oizen hayamanis. Afkan, when you're doing the rotza, the odoin does the rotza adoinav es oznoi bamartzea, which oznoi? The oizen hayemanis. Oh! So I need this extra oizen for that purpose. So it's not available to go and say, oznoi shel machru bezdin, veloi oizen shel moicher atzmai. Vida, what does the Tanakhama say? Im kinle makro oizen, my oznoi. He says, I agree with your gzeira shava to maser oni. Not maser oni. To mitzoira oni. That what in both cases it's got to be the oizen hayemanis. But for that, it only needed to say the word oizen. It didn't have to say oznoi. Oh, the extra oznoi comes to tell you oznoi of the mechru bezdin, and not the moicher atzmai. The idach, and what does Rebbe Lezer say to that? Ahumi boile oznoi v'loi ozna. That comes to tell you the din that ritzia only applies by a man, by the eved ivri, and not by the ivriya. That's why it has to say oznoi. But I still don't know to exclude the moicher atzmai. The idach, the other man, the yomer says nafkelom and v'im yoimar ha'eved. Before you do ritzia, you have to have that the eved ivri makes a request. V'im om yoimar ha'eved. Ahav tis adoni es ishti v'es boner lo yetzei chavshi. Only the eved makes such a request. V'loy om ivriya cannot make such a request. I mean, she can say it, but we don't do the ritzia based on that request. So therefore, I don't need oznoi v'loy ozna, and I can learn now oznoi of the mechru bezdin v'loy moicher atzmai. The idach the anaman yama says no. I need the eved mi boile achi yomer kishu eved. The eved is sheish shanim yavoid. He better make this request or hafias adonias is ishti v'es bonoi before the 6 years end. If 6 years are over, and now they're making a farewell banquet to the eved ivri before he leaves, and now he says, you know what? I gave the matter a lot of thought overnight. Or hafti adonias ishti v'es bonoi. Sorry, sir, it's too late. You should have thought about that prior to the end of the 6 years. So that's why he has to say the eved v'im oma yoimar ho eved. So the eved is not ibrik to go and tell you eved v'loi oma. V'hidach, what does the other man yama say? May eved hu eved nafka. It could have said in the pasuk v'im omar yoimar eved or hafti asadani. Why did it say hu eved? Hu eved comes to tell you two drushes. Number one, eved as long as he's still an eved, and hu eved to go l'im ute ama, only an eved and not an ama. V'idach liyam al yisav is eved hu eved loy darish. He doesn't give that too much concern, and the reason is because says Rashi the orcha dekra lishtoy hachi. When the pasuk is talking about the eved previously, and now it's repeating the word Eved, Tim Umar Yoimer, who Eved? You know, the Eved that we just spoke about, the Eved. Not an Eved, a Eved, we're talking about the Eved that we spoke about. So it's natural in terms of the language to add the hey, and therefore it's not extra to learn a drasha. David Fishman has a point. No? Okay, continuing on the Gemara. So we've gone now, yesterday and today, through the first two machloikesim. The difference, according to Tanakhama, there's a difference, the Gabi Hilchois Sheish, the Yeser Al Sheish, between the Moicher Atzvei and Merchul Vezen. And now we just went through the din of Ritzia, of going and boring a hole. Now we go to halacha number 3. How come we don't do Hanukkah? Hanukkah is a Hanitanik loy, mitzoncha umigoncha umiyikvecha. That you're supposed to go and leave him as a ganza farewell package before he leaves. Okay, what would we, today they would call it something like severance pay, or like a mini pension. You're leaving your slavery, we give you a small package. Why is there no din of Hanukkah? So originally we learned because he doesn't darshan sochir sochir. But remember, Rav Tavyumi said, no. Everybody darshan sochir sochir. So what's the reason why ein manikah loy? By machru bezin says hanik tanik loy. Who says loy? Loy to the machru bezin person. Loy v'loy l'moicher atzmai. Either, what does the second man Yomer say? Ahumi boy loy v'loy li yarshav. What means loy v'loy li yarshav? Explains Rashi. What happens if the Eved now finished his 6 years of servitude? We're about to make a farewell banquet and we're going to present him with his Hanukkah, his whole package. Loy aleinu v'loy aleichem, en route to the farewell banquet. There was a terrible car crash and Nebuch the Eved died. And now we have the whole Hanukkah. What do we do with it? There's no Eved left. Zokti Gemara, loy v'loy li Arshiv. I might have thought that we should go and present the Hanukkah package to the Arshiv. Says the Pasuk, no, it only goes to the Eved himself, not to the Arshiv. Frey Timara, Yarshiv and my loy. Why not? After all, Sochir Kari Rachmana. If the Torah refers to an Eved as a Sochir, Sochir is an employee. So Ma Sochir Pulos li Arshiv, Af Hai Pulos li Arshiv. What happens if any employee, were there any wages that are owed to the employee, and then Nebuch he passed away? Are you going to say that the employer now takes those and says, okay, you know, my employee died, these wages belong to me? And the answer is no. You have to go and pay the wages to the Yerushim. After all, he worked for it, he deserves it. So the same thing should apply to the Hanukkah. The Hanukkah is not just considered to be a present. The Hanukkah is considered to be the severance pay for an employee that worked so diligently for you for the last 6 years. So why shouldn't it go to the Yarshim? Says the Yimar, you know what? We agree. It does go to the Yarshim. So what do I do with the loy then? El loy v'loy l'bal choyvoy. What does that mean? So as we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, we know the famous halach of Shibuda Derem Nosim. What was the Shibuda Derem Nosim? We have three individuals. We have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven owes money to Shimon. Shimon owes money to Levi. Levi comes to Shimon and says, Shimon, you owe me money. Shimon says, I'd like to pay you, but I have no money. Aha. Okay. Then Levi hears a report that Reuven owes money to Shimon. And Levi knows that as soon as Reuven gives the money to Shimon, Shimon is going to go to Las Vegas or Atlantic City. He's going to gamble the whole thing. And Levi's not going to see a penny. So you know what Levi does? Levi goes to Bezin and says, Rabbeisai, Shimon admits that he owes me the money. He just says he has no money. Reuven admits that he owes money to Shimon. Instead of having Reuven give the money to Shimon, and then maybe Shimon give the money to me, have Reuven give it to me directly. Yes, that's the din of Shibuda Derem Nosim. You can do that. Says our Gemara, what happens if you have an identical situation over here, where you have the Odoin who owes Hanukkah to the slave, to the Eved Ivri. The Eved Ivri owes money to Levi. Levi says, if the Odoin is going to give the Hanukkah to Shimon, I'm not going to see a penny. Shimon's going to spend that money in a moment, I'll get nothing. So therefore, Levi says, I go to Bezin, I'm going to ask the Odoin to give the Hanukkah to me directly. Says Igmar, loy, v'loy l'bal choyvay. Explains Igmar. Minasvir l'am, the Alman normally hold Kerem Nosim this high. Om Rav Nosim. Ninayim l'noy shebachaveir amon, nebachaveir ruchaveir roi. Reuven owes Shimon, Shimon owes Levi. How do I know that Levi can have Reuven pay him directly? Go and pay the money to the ultimate creditor that deserves to receive those funds. Ah, so I would have thought the same thing applies over here too, that we can have the Odin pay the Hanukkah to Levi. No, you don't pay any money to Levi. You pay the Hanukkah strictly to the Eved, and then Levi will have to work it out with the former Eved. The Idach, what does the other man, the Yomer, say? After all, he has a good point. I need the Loi to tell us the Loi to the din of Shibud Dramnasim. So how do I know Loi for Loi Lamoicher Atzmoi? The Idach Ba'almanamaloi Sviruman Kirmnasim. He doesn't hold like the din of Ramnasim ever. So if you don't hold like the din of Ramnasim, you don't need a Loi over here to exclude the halach of Shibud Dramnasim. He never learned the Shibud Dramnasim. Aha. Okay. So we've gone through the first 3 out of the 4 halachos where the Tanakama disagrees with Reb Lezer. But now we get to halacha number 4. My time the Tanakama, Yom Moichar Atzvei, and Rabbi Moishe Leshivcha Kananis. The Torah says that if you have an Eved Ivri that was married, if he was single, the Pasuk says, in Begapa Yovi, Begapa Yetze. However, in Baal Ishehu, V'yotze Ishtoi Imai. If he was single when he came in, then the rabbi cannot force him to live in the Shifcha Kanas. However, if he was married, so then the rabbi can say, you're going to work for me, as Gemara is going to say in a moment, 24 hours. During the day, you're going to work for me by doing normal slavery, and at night, you're going to work for me by producing new offspring, by living with the Shifcha Kanas. Okay, so says Gemara, rabbi moisle Shifcha Kanas. Only machru bezin, but not moichar atzmai. Says Gemara, I'll tell you why. It says in the Pasuk, Im Adoinov Yitin Loi Isha. Loi is referring to the Machru Bezdin person. Loi, V'loi the Moicharatzmai. Moicharatzmai, the Adoinim cannot give him an Isha. Okay. Chayre, he has a good point. V'idach, what is it? Reblezer says, no, you can. V'idach, Loi, Bal Korchai. The Im Adoinov Yitin Loi Isha is not an exclusion term to say only Machru Bezdin. And not Moichar Atzmai, but rather Loi is trying to tell us the halacha that if the Eved Ivri says, I'm not interested, then the Odin can force him to go and live with the Shifcha Kananis even if he doesn't want to. The Idach, how does the other man the Yamano? It says in the Pasuk, Ki Mishne Schar Socher Avod Chashesh Shon Nafcha. He learns this halacha from the Mishne Schar Socher, the sign it says in the Braisa. It says in the Pasuk, when your Eved is leaving, lo yikshaveinecha b'shalechecha oisei chofshi mi'imach. You, the Odoin, don't feel bad that the slave is now leaving you, because you know how dedicated and devoted he was. Ki mishne schar socher avod chashei sharem. He worked for you mishne. Mishne means double. Now what does that mean, he worked for you double? The Sadi says in the Braisa, ki mishne schar socher avod chashei sharem. Socher eini oivir al b'yoi. A sachir, an employee, only works during the day. He has, a 9-to-5 job or whatever. Eved Ivri, Oved Ben B'Yom Ben B'Laila. Eved Ivri works 24/7. Well, not 24/7, 24/6. But the question is, V'chisal al datcha she'Eved Ivri, Oved Ben B'Yom Ben B'Laila? He's got to sleep. V'alikvar Nehmer doesn't say the pasuk, Ki toiv lo imach, imach v'machel, imach v'mishta. We're not talking about an Eved Kanani, we're talking about an Eved Ivri. He's your fellow Jew. You have to treat him with respect, even though, unfortunately, because of his poverty or because of his theft, he was sold as an Eved, but a Jew is a Jew. And therefore, imach memachal, imach memishta, you have to go mimachabedim. And that being the case, how can you even dawn upon you that he should go and do double labor 24 hours? V'yomar Yitzchak, v'kantri rabbi moysel v'shifcha kinhanis. That's what we mean by the mishnah schar sochir. During the day, he works for him by working. And at night he works with him by producing future offspring. Oh, so that I don't need the loy to tell you that. The idach. Imi also would only say, when do you say an Eved does double duty even at night? That's only if he agrees to it. But I would say if he says, no, I just can't. I'm sorry. I can't do it. I would think that you cannot force him. Kamash Malon, that's what the Pasuk tells him, Adonav Yitin Loisha. Even if you don't like it, you got to go and do. That's part of your job as an Eved Ivri. Good. So now that we've gone through all of the four halachos, now we are challenged. Who's the mandiyama, the loydarish, the loyalef, sochir, sochir? Remember, we got into this fascinating sugi yesterday by bringing this braisa. There are four nafkiminis lahalacha between the Tanakama and Reb Lezer. One is that the Tanakama says a moicher atzmo is nimka not only for 6 years, but even for 10 years, even for 20 years. Number two, the halacha of nirtza only applies to a mochru bezin. You cannot bore the ear of the eved ivri hamoicher atzmoi. Number three, there's no din of hanoka by the moicher atzmoi. And number four, you can't go and force him to take a shivcha kananis by the moicher atzmoi. Ah, so we thought initially, you know why the Tanakhama says that there's a difference between mochru bezin and moicher atzmoi, because he doesn't darshin sachir sachir. And the Gemara said, no. He very possibly does darshin sachir sachir. Each time there's a separate mi'at of aloi, mit an oznoi, mit harik tanik loi, the adoin of yitin loi, isha, all these lois to say, only in the case of machru bezin, not moicher atzmoi. Therefore, says the Gemara, l'man talad lo yalev sachir sachir. Who is that magic, mysterious Tana that doesn't learn sachir sachir? Says the Gemara, I found him. Hi, Tana. Who's the Tana? The son you learned in the Braisa. We know that Allah is when it comes to Yoivel, the Yavodim all go home. And as we'll discover, there are a number of different psukim, l'choira, addressing the same issue. And therefore, says the Gemara, v'shem el mishpachtei, Omer Blazim and Yaakov, p'meir kosim edaber. Which type of Eved are we talking about? Even moichar atzmoi, harikvar omur. Now, where's the harikvar omur? Our Gemara doesn't say. However, Rashi brings, if you look in the middle of the Omud, Harikvar Omur, Dechsiv Li Elminei, Ad Shnas Hayoivel Yavoid Imach. And Rashi says that's talking about a Moicher Atzmoi for 6 years. If in the middle of the 6 years, in year three, year four, year five, it's Yoivel, he goes home. Why? Ad Shnas Hayoivel Yavoid Imach. So we already have a pasuk for Moicher Atzmoi. Even Irtza, if we're talking about an Eved Ivri that went beyond the 6 years because they bore his ear, okay, what's the halacha there? Are you also Harikvar Omer? I have a posik for that one too. Rashi says, I don't know what the posik is, and in fact, when we get to the last narrow line, right before the first wide line down below, the Gemara is going to ask, what is that pasuk? So we're going to address that shortly. But rest assured, we have a pasuk both by Moicher Atzmoi and by Nirtza. So in the custom of Davos, so what do I need this pasuk? B'shav el mishpachtoi, el b'mchru bezdin. What happens if Bezdin sold a Jew? Because never he stole, b'gnei v'asoi. And normally, of course, sheish shanim yavoid. What happens if Yoivel is in the second or the third year after he was sold? He goes out in Yoivel, even though he only served as a slave for 2 or 3 years. Aha! So now I have a pasuk for each case. I have a case of a Moicher Atzmoi, I have for a case of a Nirtza, and I have for Machru Bezdin. What do I need yet? A new pasuk v'shav el mishpachtoi. I could learn sachir sachir, one from the other. Moicher atzmoi from machru bezin. Machru bezin from moicher atzmoi. The sachir sachir. Is the choyer, this is the man, the yomar, that does not learn sachir sachir. Zokhi wa yisal kadad yel v'sachir sachir. Lomali, what do I need a special pasuk of v'shav el mishpachtoi? Nelev sachir sachir. Could be that this man, the Yomar Blazim and Yaakov, also learned Sachir Sachir. So what does he need a new pasuk for? A Moicher Atzmoi didn't do anything wrong. The reason why he sold himself is never because he's an Oni Ve'evyon. And therefore, says the Torah, he's never desperate. He had to sell himself. When Yoivel comes, go home. Let liberty cry out throughout the world, throughout the land. And therefore, he goes home. Zokti Gemara, av machru bezni, avri surah, even though it's sachir sachir, But after all, this guy stole. He's a thief. Bezdin sold him because of the fact that he stole. So I would think that Nikna say we should throw the books at him and say, I could care less. Yes, Jubilee year. Not Jubilee year. He has to complete his 6 years of slavery. Kamash Malon, that's why you have to have a special pausing. No! Bishavu Mishpachtoi, even the Machru Bezdin goes home. So we thought we finally found the man, the Yomar, that doesn't learn Sochir. Sochir says, Gemara, no, you have no raya. It could be that he does hold Sochir. And the difference in Allah is because of the different Svaras. Here he didn't do an Isser, he didn't miss. Omamai. So now we return to the same Bryce again. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, Ibn Irtzah Harikvar Omar. Mahi, where does it say Harikvar Omar? The Sanya, oh, says in the Pasuk, Mishavtem Ishul Chuzasri Ishul Mishpachtoi Toshuv. Now this pasuk is not in the parsha of Avodim, it's in the parsha of Shmita V'Yoyiv. What is this pasuk addressing? That we had in the pasuk, Rashi told us already, it said in the pasuk, Achna Sayoivel Yavoid Imach. So we have one pasuk. Im Machru Bezin Akvar Omer. That's the pasuk that we just had, V'Shavel Mishpach Toi. That was the beginning of the previous price. Oh, he was nirza. Now, what's the din? He was nirza. Shtayim v'shol v'shanim of neyoyvel. He had already been sold as an eved 8 or 9 years ago. 6 years he served sheishanim yavoy. At the end of the 6 years, he says, "Ahaftias adoinias ishtivias bonoi." We did our nirza. 2 or 3 years later, it was yoyvel sheyoyvel maitziyoy. Aha. So tomorrow, my mashma. Where do you see in Bishavtem Ish Alachuz Asoi that we're talking about an Irtza? Maybe we're talking about someone else. A Meicharatz, a Machru Bezin. How do you know we're talking about an Irtza? Says he more because it said Bishavtem Ish Alachuz Asoi. It doesn't say Bishavtem Eved Alachuz Asoi. It says Ish. Amar Barshil Amakra Ish. Hezeu Dov Shanoig B'Ish Ve'enoig B'Isha. Which halacha of slavery only applies to a man and not to a woman? Like we said at the top of the Amud, either because it says Oznoi V'loi Ozna, or because it says Atshiyomer Eved, or Hafti Es Adoini Es Ishtivi Es Bonoi, Hu Eved V'loi Ha'ama. So we had two drushes to go and tell you that Ritzia only applies to a man and not to a woman. And therefore when it says V'shaftan Ish, it's referring to the Nirza that he goes home in Yav. I need both cases. The reason why Machru Bezdin, we say that he goes home, because his man didn't come yet. What does it mean, his man didn't come yet? Says Rashi, Loimolu Sheishonav Lotzeis. I need a special pasuk to say that he goes home. Because normally I would say, he has to serve out his 6 years, as the Chaganav. And therefore, Nikna say, he should have to stay there the whole 6 years. No, says the Torah, he goes free in Yovliya. The Nirtza, certainly his man has passed. After all, the Nirtza was already a full-fledged Eved for 6 years. At the end of the 6 years, he decided, I want to stay. What's the din? I would think, that's not the right way to conduct yourself. Why is it not the right way? Because the pasuk says, "Ki avodai heim." You're supposed to be an eved to Rabbeinu Shalom, v'loi eved la'avodim. You're not supposed to be an eved for avodim, meaning for bnei adam. You're supposed to be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I would think, Eman Nikna saying we would say he has to stay even beyond the yovel year. Mi ashvin nirta, but only say nirta mishum de oved leishesh. The reason why he's going out in yovel years, he already did his term of duty. He already did 6 years, and in fact, he did beyond the 6 years. And Machru Bezin Li'Avodai Sheish, when it comes to Machru Bezin, he didn't do 6 years. It's 2 or 3 years after he was sold. It's Yoivim. Eim, Allah Yitzrich, that they have to have both Pesukim. V'Yitzrich L'Michtav V'Shaftim, Yitzrich L'Michtav Li'Oila. Now we have the Shaftim Yishr L'Chuzasai, and we have another Pasuk by the Nirtza. What is the other Pasuk by the Nirtza? It says, V'Yigishe Hadoinav Elu Elihim, V'Yigishe El Adeles Oy El HaMezuzah, V'rotza adoinov es oznoi b'martzeya. Rotza, he has to go and bore a hole. V'avodoi li'oilam, and then he remains as an Eved forever. So now the question is, what are these two psukim together? If we just say Vavon la'olam, I would think that means for the rest of his life, forever. If he lives until 120, he's going to have to be a slave until 120. That's why Kosar Rachmanu b'shaftim. No, no. Yoivil, you go home. Because Rachmanu b'shaftim, Avim min hanim min hechad li yovet sheish. Avim hechad yovet sheish. Lo ye soifai chomer mitchilo soi matchilo se sheish. Av soifin nami sheish. I might have thought in this yoivil halacha, there would be an exception to the rule. When do I say that he leaves prematurely? When he's a nirtza. That's Davka in a situation where he has worked not only 6 years initially, but also 6 years into his extension as an Irtza. And what's the reason for that? Because the extension should be like the original servitude. The original servitude was six. Here's another six. However, if he didn't serve the entire second six-year period, I would say, let him stick around until he finishes off his other 6 years. That's why the Torah says, no, v'shaftem, gaitzahayim, even though you only served 6 years initially, and 3 years, or 2 years, or whatever, later on, makes a difference. As long as yoivil comes, yoivil frees you. Okay, let's just go over those five lines again. Yitzchak l'michtu v'shaftem, yitzchak l'michtu l'oilam, because l'chman l'oilam ha'v'minu l'oilam mamish, till 120, because l'chman v'shaftem, because l'chman v'shaftem, ha'minan minaykul l'yovit sheish. If he didn't work a second period of 6 years, the second period shouldn't be worse than the first. Therefore, Kamash Malon, that Torah tells us, in all situations, he goes out in Yoivil Yer. So all of this is fascinating. But Rabbeisai, we're still looking for that elusive, mysterious Tana. Eleman Tana Goyish Aleph Sochir Sochir. We thought we found it with a Blazim and Yaakov that needs the multiple v'shovel mishpachtoi and the oilom v'shaftim in the shalchuzasai. So the Gemara says, no, I need each one of them because if I only say one, I wouldn't know the other. So who's the man the Yabdol Yalav Sachasecha? Oh, I found him, Rabbi Say, Rebihi. Who's Rebbi Desanya? And we turn to the Amid Beis. It says in the Pasuk, V'lanoyi goil b'eile, Rebbi Oymer b'eile, who nigal v'ein nigal b'shesh. What does this mean? The psukim here are talking about someone that lo yaleinu sold himself not to a yid, but sold himself to a goy. Or he was owned previously by a yiddish odoin who sold him to a goy. You're not allowed to do that. We learned that back in the previous mesechta, that if an odoin sells a Jew to a goy, number one, he has to go and redeem him, a machloikis, according to two versions, ad asara bedamav or ad meya bedamav, you have to pay even 10 or even 100 times as much as his real value is to redeem him. And after you redeem him, he goes free. But the point over here says in Gemara, we have a person who was nimkali oivik kachavim. That let's not talk about the odai. He sold himself to an oivik kachavim. What does the pasuk say? The pasuk says that all of the bnei mishpacha should go and redeem him as soon as possible. The lashon of the pasuk is oy doy doy, oy ven doy doy yigalenu. His uncle, his cousin, oy misher b'sar, oy mishpachti yigalenu. Any other family member, a brother, a cousin, an uncle, an aunt, whatever, everybody should do it. And what happens din lo yigal be'ele? Unfortunately, nobody came to the plate with enough money to go and redeem him. What happens then? The yotz mishnasa yoyvel. Then this machruhu, nimkar, li'oivit kechavim, he doesn't leave after sheish, he leaves in yoivil yer. Lo yigol be'ele, nobody of his krovim came to redeem him, then he leaves in yoivil yer. Now, Rashi points out that it could have said in the pasuk, v'imlo yigol, v'yotze b'shnasa yoivil. What do you have to have v'imlo yigol be'ele? And we learn from that be'ele, Rabbi Oyma be'ele hu nigel vein nigel b'sheish, that the nimka le'oivik achavim does not leave after 6 years like a regular Eved Ivri, but he is stuck until yoivil yer. Says Rabbi, Shiyuchel, I would have thought, Bali didn't have a kal v'chaymer, Amami she'en nigel be'ele, a person who is nimkar li Yisrael, then there is no din that the kroivim have to go and redeem him. If he went and sold himself to Yisrael, okay, he's stuck for 6 years until he leaves. Umar Misha ain't a nigel be ailer. He therefore doesn't have the benefit of the geulas kroivim. The nigel b'sheish sheishanam yavi leaves after 6. Zeh, this nimka the oivik achav shenigel be ailer that gets a special additional alternative release by his kroivim being goyel him by redeeming him. And then shenigel b'sheish, and he certainly should leave in. He should certainly leave at the end of 6 years. Tamaloyim, that's why you have in the pasuk. He's only Eila, meaning only a Geula through Geulas Kroivim. But he doesn't go out after 6 years. That was the drasha of Rebbe. L'chayr Rebbe has nothing to do with our discussion of Sachir Sachir. But the Gemara says, no. If Rebbe holds, yes, Sachir Sachir, a Maik Omar, Umami Shainin Negal be Eila. Nailith, Sachir, Sachir. Why does Rebbe have a Kal V'chaymer? And the Kal V'chaymer starts off, Umam Misha Eina Nigel Be'ela. Who's the Eina Nigel Be'ela? That's Moichar Atzmoy Li Yisrael. He doesn't have a din of Geulas Kroivim. Frey Timara, who says? If you hold Sachir, Sachir, there is a din of Geulas Kroivim. Because I'm going to learn Sachir, Sachir. And now Rashi puts in, if you will, a little bit of a curveball, in the sense that until now, the Socher Socher that we were talking about was one Socher is by Moicher Atzmoy Li Yisrael, and the other one was Mochruhu Bezdin. Moicher Atzmoy and Mochruhu Bezdin. Rashi says there's yet another Socher by the Nimka, the Oivik HaChavim, and also says, Kischir Shana Vishana Yia Imai. Have there also Socher? And therefore, the Choyr of the Din of Nimka, the Oivik HaChavim, I should go and learn from the din of a Moicher Atzmoy Li Yisrael, that both of them have a din of Sheish. How does Rebbe begin saying, no, Vali Dinhu, Mami She'ein Nigel Be'ela, Nigel B'Sheish. Zeh She'Nigel Be'ela, Ein Nigel B'Sheish. No, if you're learning Sachir Sachir, they should both be identical. And therefore, why do you say, Mi She'ein Nigel Be'ela? Then a Moicher Atzmoy Li Yisrael doesn't have a din of Geulas Kroivim, Nail of Sacher Sacher, just like by a Nimkali Akum, he has a din of Gulas Kroivim. Oy doidoy, oy vendoidoy, yigalanim. The same thing should apply to a Nimkar Atzmali Yisrael. He should also have a din of Gulas Kroivim. Is the Chayra clear, Raya? Rebbe does not hold of Sacher Sacher. We found the elusive, mysterious Tana, the Layal of Sacher Sacher. On Nachmi Yitzhak, you have no Raya. Oylam Yal of Sacher Sacher. He really does learn Sacher Sacher. Shani Hachad, the Amakrat says in the Pasuk, Oidoide Vendoide Yigalenu. Those of you that are familiar with Diktuk know that Yigalenu means Yigal Oisoi, that we're going to go the uncle or the cousin, Yigal Oisoi will redeem him. Ah, him, Zevaloi Acher, only the one that's Nimkar li Oivikachavim, and not the one that's Nimkar li Yisrael. Ay, ay, ay. So we have lost this chance as well. It's not Rebbe, says Rav Nachman Yitzchok. He could learn Sachir Sachir, but the reason why he distinguishes between one Eved and the other Eved is because of Yigalenu. Frank Timura Mantana, the polyglot of Rebbe. We're going to come back to the Sachir Sachir in another couple of minutes, but in the meantime, who argues with Rebbe? Remember, Rebbe is the one that says at the top that an Eved hanimkar li'akum, Einoi nigal b'sheish. He doesn't leave after 6 years. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Lida Rabbi Kiva. They disagree. Where do we find Rabbi Yosef Lida Rabbi Kiva? The Sanya. V'lo yigol b'eile. Rabbi Yosef Lida oima b'eile l'shichrur. B'shar kol odom l'shibud. Rabbi Kiva oima b'eile l'shibud. B'shar kol odom l'shichrur. Neither Rabbi Yosef Lida nor Rabbi Kiva address the issue of whether or not a Yisrael Hanimka li Oyvid Kechavim leaves b'sheish. They don't address that. That was Rebbe's halacha. They don't address it. So how do we know that they argue with that halacha? Mantana de Paligalei says Rashi very simply. Since both Rabbi Yosef Lida and Rabbi Kiva are using the Be'ela for a different drasha, So it's not available to teach the drasha of Rebbe Be'elah Hunigo Be'ein Nigo B'Shech. Now, what do they use a drasha of Be'elah? Remember, Be'elah means Geulas Kroivim. What happens if instead of Geulas Kroivim, you have Geulas Shar Kol Odom? In other words, the Kroivim either did not have compassion, mercy for their cousin, or they didn't have the money. So instead, they made a big appeal in the community, and people poured in money, and now we would goyel this Yisrael, who Nebuch was sold to a goy, so that he should now be freed. Okay, so now what's the difference between the Rabbi redemption that was paid by Kroivim and the redemption that was paid by Acherim, non-Kroivim? You and I would say, okay, the non-Kroivim deserve, you know, a shishi. They're such good, benevolent people. It's not even their relative, and they dug into their pockets to go and redeem this Jew from being a slave to a goy. Our Gemara tells us that there is a difference between one and the other. The difference is, whoever paid the money, does he now get the right to enslave this slave? Or does he go free? And Rabbi Yosef Glid and Rabbi Akiva argue on this very point. So getting back to the Gemara. Talk to Gemara, Allah Yigoyal B'Eila, Rabbi Yosef Glid, the Oyma B'Eila L'Shichrur. If the family members collected funds to go and free their mishpucha, who is nimker li'akum, then l'shichur, he goes totally free. He's a free man. B'shar kolodim, but if other members in the community went and dug into their pockets to go and redeem him, l'shibud, they did a good thing in freeing this Jew from being a slave to a Gentile. But now he becomes a slave to them. And you're thinking to yourself, so what difference does it make? He's a slave here, he's a slave there. But if he's a slave by Jews, he's going to have a Mietzah Shem Shabbos Kodesh. He'll be able to go and put on tefillin. He'll be able to go and eat kosher. He'll be able to live a Jewish life. And if you remember back in the Omer Aleph, we said, it says by an Eved Ivri, Ki toiv lo imach, imach v'machal, imach v'mishta. You have to go and treat him nicely because he's a fellow Jew. If unfortunately he's going to be a slave by Goyim, they will not allow him to do the mitzvahs, and they're not going to treat him so benevolently. After all, he's a slave. Says Dr. Rabbi Yosef Glid, Be'eila l'shichur, if the Kroivim free him.
How can you have such a thing if all of a sudden he's not doing mitzvahs? Then that's, Machal Shabbos. It has to be that they made a condition, I would assume. Yeah, I'm going to work for you, but I got to keep Shabbos just like any year.
In theory, you're right. We're talking about a Jew that was so desperate that he sold himself to a goy. And when he sold, why did he sell himself to a Jew? Maybe none of the Jews were interested in owning avodim. They all had plenty of avodim. They didn't need one. The goy was interested. So this Jew sold himself to a goy. So the pasuk says, if this were to occur, then the Jews, especially his family members, should quickly run and redeem him as quickly as possible. Do what you can, schnell, get him out of the servitude by a goy. If, in fact, a Jew owned this Eved Ivri and sold him to a goy, that's osur, he's not allowed to do that. But if he did it, then he has to himself pull him back and redeem him himself by paying either asar b'damav or meyah b'damav. Moreover, as soon as he pays, the Jew goes free. He's no longer an Eved to the original other. But here we're talking about a simple case that the Yid sold himself. If the family members redeem him, l'shichur, he's a free man, everything is fine. B'shar kol adam, any other Jew frees him, l'shibud, then he can work, he will work for them. Makes a lot of sense. That's the incentive for other people to give money. If they know it's not just money down the drain, it's money to buy an Eved, it's not charity, it's an investment. Oh, an investment? Oh, I could use investments. I could use another slave. That's what Rabbi Yosef Levi says. Rabbi Kiva says just the opposite. The Eila L'Shibud. If it's the family members, he works for them. He's a slave to them. Shar Kolodim. For anybody else, the Shichur, he goes free. Now, what's the Svara here? So, to my time, Rabbi Yosef Levi, I'll tell you. Rabbi Yosef Levi says, Amakrat says in the Pasuk, Emloi Yigoel Bi'ela. Emloi Yigoel Bi'ela means if he's not freed through the doidoi oiven doidoi, not with his kroiven. Ella, so how was he freed? Bi'acher, somebody else freed him. He doesn't go free. He works for that odoin, for that person that redeemed him. Eventually, the Atzim Mishnah say Yoivel, he will leave, not now, when Yoivel comes. Oh, so that the pasuk reads very nicely. Tim lo yigol be'ela, he's not freed by his family members, but rather he's freed by others. Then he is meshubed to them, he's a slave to them, and the Atzim Mishnah say Yoivel. Now the Kivoim is just the opposite. Im lo yigol ela be'ela, if he's not freed by others, he's only freed by them. By them means mishpacha. The Yotze Mishnah say Yoivel, then he sticks around with the mishpacha, meaning he becomes their slave, until Shnasa Yoivel. Now the Gemara says, I don't understand this drasha of Rabbi Kivim, lo yigoil ela bi'ela. So the Gemara of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, midi ela bi'ela ksiv. So according to our Girsa, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says to Rabbi Kiva, I don't understand where you're coming from. The way I darshaned it, if he's not nigal through ela through the doidoy of ven doidoy, then he is. How then? So then, who did redeem him? Other guys? Then he leaves Mishnasi Yoivel. But according to Bekivi, he adds a word to the text. If he has a geula only through these, then he goes Mishnasi Yoivel. That doesn't make sense. In fact, there's another girsa on the side that the Gemara is not saying but rather Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, how do you even come up with this type of drosha? Midi ela be'eliksiv. Says Imani, no, you're right. Ela b'hai krokemifigi. Rather, the machloikis is in the following pasuk. Oidoide vendoide galenu. Now, those of you that have the Torah Ora Shalem, you should look at that ois beis for a short moment, because the drosha now is very, very simple. The Gemara takes this pasuk oidoide vendoide galenu and makes out of it three segments. We divide it up in three segments. Segment number one is doidoi vendoidi galeno misher misher psorei mimishpachti galeno. That's the first segment. All of the guys in that first segment are all mishpacha. That is mishpachas. That is geulas kroyim. The second segment is oyisigi yodai. He himself was able to procure funds. Himself being the Eved Ivri himself. How did he procure funds? He bought a lottery ticket. He was walking down the street and he found a lottery ticket. He got a Yerusha from his great-grandfather. Whatever it is, he sigiyoda, he got his own funds. That's Geulas Atzmai. The third is V'nigal. He was redeemed by other individuals. So I have one, two, and three. One is Geulas Kroivim. Two is Geulas Atzmai. V'nigal is Geulas Acher. Now, certainly, the middle case, the Geulas Atzmai, he goes the Shichrur. If he himself procured enough funds for his own redemption, who he's going to work for? He's going to work for himself. See, he's Meshuchrur. There's no question about that. Question is, I have a Hekish in the Pasuk. Am I going to learn the Geulas Kroivim from Geulas Atzmai? That just like Geulas Atzmai is the Shichrur, then number one, the Geulas Kroivim is also the Shichrur. Or do I say, no, I learn number three from number two? That just like Geulas Atzmai number two is the Shechrur, the Geulas Acherim is also the Shechrur. Rabbi, you have a question?
No, the question is, if when we say that he has to stay to Yoivel, what happens is that even if the 6 years, he has to work more than 6 years if he's sold to a goy. It's more than 6 years, and somebody redeems it. He remains to Yoivel even if it's more than 6 years.
That's L'choyer. Yeah, L'choyer, that's what Rabbi Kiva holds. That if somebody, not Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yosef Glidi, that if somebody else redeems him, that he goes and works until Yoivel year. As only L'choyer comes back.
That's very upset, because we see that the maximum that we deal with Ivri, whether unless he negotiates a further commitment than 6 years, the maximum is 6 years.
Yeah. No, see, Einochanami, maybe the Gemara is talking about a situation where the Yovel was in the middle of the 6 years. Yeah, could very well be. You'd have to look deeper into the Mepharshim. Could be that according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, when others redeem him, you still have the benefit of the lesser of the two, the 6 years or the Yovel. Good. But yeah.
The second question is,
yeah,
obviously, how can the other force him to be with the Achim Hokunanis if he doesn't feel like being with Achim Hokunanis? It's like force feeding. It's not something that the shy of somebody to force another.
Well, you don't mean, like Yimariya says, Mikhoil Bishvayfaris. He can't physically force him to live with her.
Yes.
But what he can do is he can put them in the same room every single night, lock the room with the key, and he has no choice. He's stuck with her. He could say, but I'm not going to live with you. That's what you're saying.
That
makes sense.
Yeah, it's not that he's obligated to satisfy the other's wish to produce children.
The Baal Korche means that he goes and puts him in a situation where it's going to be very tempting to go and live with the Shifcha Kananis by putting him in the room together and taking the key and locking the door, and he's stuck there until the next morning, 7 o'clock. He can't go and push the two together physically. However, if you hold that there's no din about Korchai, it's got Lidate, then you say to him, your uncle, do you want to? And if he says no, then I can't force you, then you're in a different room. Okay? Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, Suzuki Moy, what's the machlokes that we joyce Lili and Rabbi Akiva? It's in this pasuk with the three segments. Zokti Mar, what are the three segments? Rabbi Yosef Glili, Ella Bahai Kroka Miflegi. We're halfway down. Oy doy de vendoy de yigalenu, oy misher besoroy, mi mishpach de yigalenu, etc. That's gulas kroy. Oy yisiki yodoy ze gulas atzmoy. Nigal zu gulas achayim. So I have now 1, 2, and 3. Rabbi Yosef Glili, son of a mikra, and nijal tufanav. I'm going to learn 1 and 2. The chodi gulas kroy, my gulas atzmoy. My gulas atzmoy de shechrod. If he himself has funds to free himself, he goes to Shechra. Av Gulas Kroyv is also the Shechra, but only Gulas Kroyv. Rekiv himself the other way around. Mikanish Liachrod. Shodi Gulas Achen, my Gulas Atzma, my Gulas Atzma, the Shechra. Just like Gulas Atzma number 2 is the Shechra. Av Gulas Achen number 3 is the Shechra. Very good. That's the Machlokes. Freiti Mori Hachi Be'ele Lamali. What do we do with the Pasek Rim Lo Yigol Be'ele? Until now, before we got to this new pasuk with the three segments, that was the machlokes Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva that I have be'ela. So tomorrow I'll have be'ela for that. Be'ela have a mina mikreshid lefanav mikre nidish be'ela lefanav be'eli achra ba'koy l'shichra. After all, Rabbi Yosef Glili says I learn 1 from 2. Rabbi Akiva says I learn 3 from 2. Why don't I learn both 1 and 3 from 2 that they all go l'shichra? That's what I have be'ela. That says Rabbi Kiva, says Rabbi Yosef Glili, Be'ela, only the Geulas Kroivim that goes the Shechrur, but not Geulas Achirim. And that's what Rabbi Kiva says, only Geulas Achirim goes the Shechrur, and not Geulas Kroivim. If that's what you're saying, I go back to my original Kasha. What's my original Kasha? That it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yigol Be'ela. What do I need the extra Be'ela for? So Rabbi Yosef Glili is fine. Be'ela, the doidoi, then doidoi is l'shechrur. Everybody else, you gotta wait until Yovel. But Rabbi Kiva says, Be'ela, how does he darshan it? Im lo yigol, ela be'ela. If there's no geula except for the geulas kroivim, then by the geulas kroivim, they take him as a regular ebed, be'os b'shnasa Yovel. But it doesn't say ela. And according to the way you're learning now, that's how I'm using the Eila, so you shouldn't learn Bein Lefana, Bein Liakrov. The Eila tells you only Kroivim, or the Eila only tells you only Acherim. But the only Kroivim makes sense, the Eila, but only Acherim doesn't make sense the way Rabbi Kiva learned. Ela be Eila. It's really not based so much on the Pasik be Eila, it's based on Svaris. Basically, the Sovim Mestavagul is Acherim Lishibut. The Amris, the Shechur, have a memni v'loi parkele. After all, we are as desperate as possible to get this Jew away from having to be a slave to a goy, because we're worried he's not going to have the opportunity to serve Hashem. He won't be able to go and keep Shabbos and Tefillin and Mitzvahs, and he'll have to eat Chas v'Shalom Chazir and who knows what. So that's why the Pasuk tells us if the Kroivim cannot or don't go and redeem him, then others redeem him. But what's the incentive for other people to redeem him? After all, everybody else also needs their money to support themselves. And they say, I should report. Yankel Smith, he has a rich uncle in Australia. Let his rich uncle go and redeem him. Why do I have to redeem him? So therefore, the only incentive, says Rabbi Yossi Glili, is to say, if you redeem Yankel Smith, you can keep Yankel Smith as a slave. Oh, good, I could use an extra pair of hands at home. That's a good idea. Says Rabbi Yossi Glili, goes achirim l'shibut. The Amis l'shichrur, if you tell them that you're going to go free, have men liparkele, people that won't have an incentive to pay money. Rabbi Kiva Sava, the other way around, Mistavikul is kroivim l'shibut. The Amis l'shichrur, kol yoyme v'yoyme, ozel umaz bin nafshei. You have this fellow who's Nebuch, he's a yid, and Nebuch, he's an alcoholic, or he's a drug addict, or he's a spendthrift, or he's a gambler, whatever. He's the type of guy that unfortunately never has enough money. Never has enough money. And he says to himself, I have that rich uncle in Australia. I have nothing to worry about. If I don't have enough money, I'll sell myself to a yid, to a goy, to anyone. And then I'm going to send a telegram to my uncle in Australia. And he's going to go and wire funds to go and free me. And guess what? He'll do this every day of the week, on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. Yeah, no problem. The uncle in Australia has plenty of dough. Says Rabbi Kiva, "Mistavigul is craving the shibut, the amris, the shichra. If you tell me that when the uncle pays, he goes free, he's going to sell himself every day of the week." So now, we just finished off this machlek, Rabbi Yosef Aglil, Rabbi Kiva. Om Rabbi Kiva, Abba, Om Rabbi Yochan, Zudu, Rabbi Yosef Aglil, Rabbi Kiva, Abba, Chachamim, Oimrim, Hakol, Lishichra. The Chum say, Bein gulas atzmoi, bein gulas acherim, bein gulas kroivim, in all situations. In other words, mikra nidrish lefanov, uli achrav, in all situations he goes lishichra. That's Rabbi he. That's Rabbi at the top of the omen, on the top line. The mapik le v'hai be'ele l'drosh achrina. He uses be'ele, remember, at the top, not to distinguish between gulas kroivim, gulas acherim, but rather to distinguish between whether it's b'sheish or b'yoivel. Rabbi oyim be'ele hu nigal, be'nigal b'sheish. Since he's sold to a goy, he does not go out in sheish, but rather he either goes out with gulas kroivim or b'yoivel. But the gabe, the din of what we're talking about over here, if geulas kroivim, geulas acherim, whether it goes l'shichrur or it goes l'shibud, Rebbe is the one that holds hakol l'shichrur, because he doesn't darshan the be'ela for these drushes, he darshans it the drushes achrina for the eina nigel b'shesh. And u'mikunish ben gefana ben l'achrav. And in that pasuk of the oy doidoy and then doidoy, he learns that we learn one from two and three from two, like we said before. Frankly, Marv Rebbe, Hai V'yotrishnas HaYoivel, my Ovidle, what does he need the Yotrishnas HaYoivel for? Since Rebbe holds that if you are Nigal, that in all situations, when you are Nigal, Bein Ayidei Atzmai, Bein Ayidei Achedim, Bein Ayidei Kroivim, he goes to Shichur, when is he ever going to go out Bishnas HaYoivel? So, Kimara, my Ovidle, mi boy le v'kirisanya. It's talking about that nobody is goyal him. Nobody frees him. Nebuch is stuck. He doesn't have his own funds. His uncle says, I already redeemed him 8 times this week. Forget about it. No achirim are interested because there's no incentive. He's going to go to Shichra. He's stuck with the Adoin, with his goyish Adoin. What's the din? He's going to leave in Jubilee year. Now let me ask you, if you sell something to a goy, and you say to the goy, in Jubilee year, this item, this karka, this eved is going to go free, what is the goy likely to say to you? He'll say, Mr. Taymanish Kakob, you know, I don't have a Bible, I don't have your Torah, I only believe in the new, whatever, gospels and stuff, but I don't believe in the Heilige Torah, so what are you telling me? Says the Gemara, that he's under the jurisdiction of the Jewish law. He lives in Eretz Yisrael, and there is no secular law, there's only religious law. And the religious law is, when it comes, Across and drawn ba'aretz l'chol yoishveha. Let freedom ring out in the entire land. Right? It says on the Philadelphia Liberty Bell, right? Based on this passage. Maybe you're talking about in a situation where they're not under our jurisdiction, we're under their jurisdiction. What can you tell him? You can go and say nicely to him, John, you know, we really would appreciate it's Jubilee year this year. It would be really nice if you would free your Jewish Eved. He'll say, it's nice and fine and good. You pay me money, it's fine, but otherwise I'm not interested. The Pasuk obviously is talking about that the Goy is under our jurisdiction, and therefore he listens, by whether he likes it or not, to the Jewish law. With this we've concluded the whole sugya, but Rabbi, we have not found the man, the Yomar, that does not learn Sachir Sachir. We are stuck. There is no such man diyama. We started off with maybe the Tanakama of yesterday's Braisa that has the four distinctions in halacha between Meicher Atzmai and Machru Bez. And then we said at the top of the Amid Aleph, maybe it's Reb Leizer Min Yaakov. And then we said, no, maybe it is Rebbe. And now the Gemara has not found, because each time it's Rav Tevnyumi or Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, no, it could be that he does hold Sachir Sachir. It's because of other psukim. So we have not found this man diyamar. Says the Ritva, even though you and I have not found the man diyamar, Mistaver, it is the Tanakama of yesterday's Braisa who makes the four distinctions, and not like Rav Tanyumi, even though Rav Tanyumi was able to go and for each one of the four halachas. Here it says Loi, and there it says Loi, and here it says Loi. Like we had in the Gemara. Nevertheless, the Gemara had a Kabbalah, had a Mesoira, the Tanakama of that Braisa does not hold Sachir. Sachir, and that's why we have the four differences in Halacha between the Meicher Atzmai and the Machruhu Bezdin. Which four Halachas? Number one, whether you can be sold for Yeser Al Sheish. Number two, whether Meicher Atzmai is Nirza. Number three, whether it's Hanukkah. And number four, whether the Rabbi Moshe Loi Shivcha Kananis. And this we have concluded our sugya. Thank you all for listening. Have a wonderful day. Brocha Batzlacha.